Alf Nelson from Working with the Miles Davis Quintet. I'll be back at 5 o'clock next Saturday. A very happy new year to all Jazz Record Request listeners. And now it's time for Claire Martin with Jazz Lineup.
The sophisticated sound world of Alan Broadbent with Mark Nightingale's big band, who feature in tonight's concert set. Plus some very special music recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival from American superstar vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater. A true jazz improviser recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at this year's London Jazz Festival. And more music from Dee Dee Bridgewater later on in the programme. When guitar great John Scofield joined keyboardist John Medeski, bassist Chris Wood and drummer Billy Martin in 1998, Jazz Times called it a match made in heaven. The original trio first got together in 1991 for gigs at New York's Village Gate, and they never looked back. With Scofield on board, the supergroup have released their third album called Juice, and it's a blend of original material mixed together with fun covers by Bob Dylan, The Doors and Cream. I particularly like the salsa grooves on this original called Louis the Shoplifter. We'll be right back. taken from the album Juice. That was Modesky, Schofield, Martin and Wood with Louis the Shoplifter. And that album is out now on the Indirecto record label. Steve Lodder is one of the finest keyboardists and pianists of his generation and has worked with many of the leading lights of contemporary music, including Andy Shepherd, John Etheridge, Carla Bley and one of my favourite singers, Ernestine Anderson. But given the opportunity to make an album for celebrated saxophonist John Hall's new label, Sospiro Noir, Lodder drew on his love for both jazz and classical music and made the solo piano recording called Tied Up With Strings. The CD combines a winning mixture of his own compositions, Bach, and the influence of one of his greatest idols, the pianist Bill Evans. Well, let's hear Steve's own piece now, inspired by his favourite part of Dorset. This is Cranbourne Chase.
Thank you.
The soulful sound of children's dance featuring the rare sound of pianist Abdullah Ibrahim playing the saxophone. Well, some of you may have caught Abdullah performing at this year's London Jazz Festival. And before that, you heard another musician going solo, pianist Steve Lodder, taken from his new release called Tied Up With Strings. And we heard his own composition, Cranbourne Chase. Well, stay tuned for music by vocal sensation Dee Dee Bridgewater, recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival. But let's hear something now from French trumpeter Eric Trofaz from a 5-CD box set, which is out now on the Warner label. One of the 5 albums included in the collection is his 2001 release, Rivers Eat, and all 7 of the tracks are remixes of tunes that he's previously explored with his quartet. His mellow, minimalistic and sometimes sparse trumpet work sits perfectly over these electric loops and grooves. And as he's always infused elements of hip-hop and dance music into his work, this remix by Goo sounds like he's really enjoying the vibe.
Thank you.
taken from the 5-CD original album series. That was the track Siegfried by trumpeter Eric Trefez. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. But time now for tonight's concert set, recorded at the Watermill Jazz Club in Dorking to celebrate the club's 20th anniversary. It's a real coup for the club to bring together Grammy Award-winning pianist, composer and arranger Alan Broadbent with the Mark Nightingale Big Band. The music for the concert was written by Alan, who the LA Times acknowledges one of the greatest living jazz pianists. He's worked with many of the music's greats, including Woody Herman, he was his pianist and arranger, Johnny Mandel, Nelson Riddle and Natalie Cole, to name a few. A long association with the late Charlie Hayden and work as both Diana Krall's and Paul McCartney's orchestral director completes his impressive CV. The lineup for the night is Alan Broadbent on the piano, Andy Panay and Jamie Talbot on alto saxes, Ben Castle and Sammy Main on tenor saxes, Martin Williams on the baritone, Simon Gardner, Craig Wilde, Tom Walsh, Martin Shaw playing trumpets, Mark Nightingale, Alistair White, Trevor Myers and Adrian Halliwell on trombones, Sam Burgess is on the bass and Ian Thomas is on the drums. Recorded on the 27th of November at the Watermill in Dorking, the set opens with Alan Broadbent's composition, Journey Home.
Thank you. So if you hadn't guessed already, tonight is all about me. So they're all my tunes that I've written over the years. And I've just found an outlet for them all, finally, in the big band. They seem to go with this combination of instruments. And so we'll continue on. Journey Home, of course, my home is New Zealand. The first time I did it was by boat, but we'll talk about that. That was not a journey home. That was a journey to New York, but what took me 32 days when I was a young man. Speaking of being a young man, I joined Woody Herman's band, one of the last bands he had, and this would have been the end of 1969, and I was on the band for 3 years, and I got to learn a lot about life and music, and I wish I had known more about Woody at that time, the great man that he was, really. We came here, I think, in 1970. We did a little tour. I don't remember half of it, but we won't talk about that. I survived, let's put it that way. But I would like to do this tribute that I wrote for him, and it's called Woody and Me. And it's based on the famous Dizzy Gillespie tune that Dizzy wrote for Woody, called Woody, what's it called? Woody and You, thank you. But it's slowed down, and it's not the same melody. So, but this is Woody and Me. Thank you. It's really so great to hear your own music being brought alive like that by such musicians. It's a special honor. So going back to New Zealand, this next piece is called The Long White Cloud. And for those of you that speak Maori, it's known as Aotearoa, which means, is interpreted as, the land of the long white cloud. And the story goes that about 1,000 years or so ago, the Maoris, or the Sandwich Islanders, they sailed down the Pacific, and they came to a place in the Pacific, and they noticed on the curvature of the earth, the horizon, this long white cloud. And as they got nearer to it, they found the two islands of New Zealand, the long white cloud being in the backbone of the South Island, the Southern Alps, which has Mount Cook. I got to see that, which was amazing, on the boat, which I left in December of 1965 from Wellington on a small boat, the SS Marsden. So, yes, I remember with sadness and a certain amount of intrepidation, but looking forward to my adventure. But on the back of the boat, as the sun set, and sure enough, there on the horizon, there was the cloud, and it was sort of a beautiful goodbye for me. And this was my impression. The long white cloud, not so much of the Maori experience or anything like that, but my experience of being on the boat and seeing my country.
Thank you.
So carrying on with the story of my life, as this next piece is called Mendocino Nights. And Mendocino is a beautiful stretch of California on the coast above San Francisco. And it's where my wife and I had our honeymoon. We weren't married yet, but we... And so this is something about that. It's called Mendocino Nights. Thank you. So this next one is just a straight-ahead tune called Sonny Step for Sonny Clark, one of my favorite jazz pianists. And here we go.
Thank you.
bringing our concert set to a close, that was Sunny Step, played by Alan Broadbent and Mark Nightingale's Big Band, recorded at the Watermore Jazz Club in Dorking on the 27th of November. For more information on Alan Broadbent and Mark Nightingale, and for the tracks featured on tonight's show, check out the links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. The late great jazz singer and pianist Blossom Dearie achieved worldwide success with her swinging and sophisticated piano style and a light and girlish voice. In 1970, she recorded an album called That's Just the Way I Wanna Be, and it focused on her as a songwriter as she co-wrote 9 of the album's 12 tracks. Blossom took this opportunity to pay tribute to some of her well-known contemporaries, among them someone who lit up the Barbican stage when he took part in the opening concert Jazz Voice at this year's London Jazz Festival. Georgie Fame must have charmed Blossom Dearie one night in London, and she wrote this next song just for him. It's Sweet Georgie Fame.
Words and music are all that I need. I will follow wherever they lead. And I'm finding more fun in the game. A darling boy has brought me joy, sweet Georgie Fame. Oh, I heard him one night quite by chance. Now wherever I'm walking I dance. And London is not quite the same, 'cause when he sings the city swings, sweet Georgie Fame. London Bridge is falling down. Pop songs I hear with suspicion, but now from Broadway to Festival Hall, I have listened and I've heard them all. And they say I'm a real swinging dame. Yet I'm impressed, my ears are blessed with Georgie Fame.
Taken from the album That's Just the Way I Want to Be, the unmistakable voice of Blossom Dearie paying her special tribute to our very own Georgie Fame with her song Sweet Georgie Fame. The Jazz Lineup had its very own stage on the 15th of November in the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre during this year's London Jazz Festival. A very nice treat for us all during our day of recording was the impromptu visit by American jazz vocal sensation Dee Dee Bridgewater, who had a concert at the South Bank that evening. Always full of fun and fizz, she took to the stage with her pianist Michael King to sing 2 songs to an enthusiastic crowd who were thrilled that she was making a surprise appearance. She starts off with the George and Ira Gershwin classic, A Foggy Day.
I like it. Who's to save your love? We're going to do a Buddy Johnson composition, and it's called Save Your Love for Me. God bless you, whoever that was that sneezed. It's that season.
I'm a wise, but still
save your love, 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 save your love. Oh, save your love for me, honey, save your love for me, sugar, save your love for me, darling, save it. Save your love for me, honey, save your love for me, sugar, save your love for me, darling, save it. Save your love, 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 save your love. Sing it with me. Save your love. Save your love for me, sugar. Save it. 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 Save it, save it, yeah. We thank you so much. Thank you.
Dee Dee Bridgewater with Buddy Johnson's Save Your Love For Me, accompanied by pianist Michael King, recorded when she dropped by to the Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. And what a great trooper she is. And check out the Jazz Lineup page for some lovely photographs of Dee Dee backstage at the Claw Ballroom. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson. And this week, Jez has music from legendary British big band Loose Tubes, reunited in concert at Ronnie Scott's, performing new music commissioned by BBC Radio 3. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, I'll be joined by Kevin Ajonra with a look ahead to 2015, plus our second instalment of music from Joshua Redman and his band with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, recorded at the Vienna Concert House. But to sign off with tonight, something from the charismatic Danish singer, songwriter and saxophonist Mads Matthaeus. Predicted to be the new star on the international jazz sky, you heard him here first, with fellow Dane, the great vocalist Sinner Egg. Here's the title song to his debut CD, Free Falling. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
If you were a flower, I would be the dew, free falling with you. Oh, baby, we're in trouble. Do you see it too? Free falling with you. But your parents are the king and queen, and mine are also four.
On our love, they're not too keen, but I'll just want more.
We're standing on our peak, dear. Jump,
and I'll jump too. Free falling with you. Last night I told my daddy what we plan to do, free falling with you.
Oh yeah, I told my mama ditto. She said it can't be true, free falling with you. We'll fly and leave it all behind. Our friends and family might hurt a bit, but I won't mind. Setting my heart free, you and me alone, dear.
Kisses?
Quite a few. Free falling with you.
We'll fly and leave it all behind, friends and family. It might hurt a bit, but I won't mind. Setting my heart free, we're ready for the whole world, as long as we are two. Free falling,
oh, free falling,
free falling with you. Oh, baby, you're so cute. Hey, I don't need no parachute. Fly and we will soon be there.
Free Falling, performed by Mads Mateus, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade and presented by Julian Joseph. And for more information on Jazz Lineup, just go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday evening at the later time of 8:30.
Beethoven's string quartets in the Radio 3 lunchtime concert. For the last 3 years, the Elias Quartet have been devoting their time to a complete concert cycle of the Beethoven Quartets, which they've performed at venues up and down the country. The first instalment was broadcast on BBC Radio 3 last year, and now there's a chance to hear the second and concluding part in the Radio 3 lunchtime concert. Enjoy world-class performances of some of Beethoven's most beautiful music. Beethoven's string quartets in the Radio 3 lunchtime concert. This week, starting on Monday at 1, here on BBC Radio 3. And for 30 days online. BBC Radio 3. On air, online, on when you want.
It's 28 minutes to 8 this Saturday evening. Time now to return once again to the 2014 Proms season. Tonight with Andrew McGregor.
In southwest Germany, between the Black Forest and the Jura Mountains, there's a valley surrounded by woods and vineyards, in which you'll find nestling the city of Stuttgart. Benztown to some, known as the cradle of the automobile, but to others it's the home of something called the Stuttgart Sound, a phenomenon that emerged when British conductor Sir Roger Norrington began working as principal conductor of the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra back in 1998, with his famously uncompromising views on orchestral playing. We're about to find out whether they still make that characteristic sound together. He's brought the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra back to the Proms this evening to perform two famous symphonies, Beethoven's Eighth and Dvorak's Ninth, his New World Symphony. And between them, music by Hector Berlioz, a Norrington favourite. We'll be hearing Romeo Alone from his dramatic symphony Romeo and Juliet. Earlier, I asked Sir Roger Norrington about the special sound he's established with these Stuttgart players, and what the relationship's like when he returns.
They understand me, of course, very well after that amount of time. They play beautifully with pure tone. They phrase a lot. They smile a lot. They're a very, very happy group among themselves, and they're very, very nice to me. So it's really been a marvellous experience.
And does that sound come back straight away, or does it take a little coaxing?
That sound comes back straight away. When I hadn't been there for about 18 months, and Felix Fischer, the boss, said to me when he met me at the airport, he said, "Do you think I'll be able to remember to play how you like it?" Because they've been working with Stefan Denev for a year and a half, you know, with lots of modern style. And I said, "I have no doubt at all." And sure enough, the first chord, there was the sound came out, and they all looked up and said, "Mm-hmm, that's what you want, isn't it?" They like to do both, you know. That's the future for orchestras, that they have a variety of sounds they can make. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Sir Roger Norrington, honorary conductor of the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra, now in his 80th birthday year. But it's Beethoven first, the Eighth Symphony from 1812, a year of personal upheaval for the composer, Beethoven dealing with health issues by visiting Bohemian spas and writing a famously passionate letter to his immortal beloved, whose identity remains a mystery. Beethoven's Eighth Symphony is a masterpiece of brevity and wit in four movements. A brisk opening, some sudden and unexpected key changes in the first movement, a balletic second movement scherzo with ticking accompaniment and jokey interruptions. The third movement's a classic 18th century minuet with an elegant trio. And the symphony's main mass is all concentrated in the finale.